This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The future of money died just a little bit today. Mt. Gox, one of the biggest and oldest Bitcoin exchanges, filed for bankruptcy in Tokyo this morning. As much as $500 million could be gone in what the company says was a hacking attack. But as Dan Bobkoff reports, Bitcoin believers, that is those who have money in the game, say there are still ways for users and investors to keep their virtual money safe and maybe even profit from it.
To talk to Bitcoin proponents, the fall of Mt. Gox is a good thing, seriously. They say this is part of a natural shaking out in a new industry, clearing out bad actors so that the serious entrepreneurs can take over.
I think that this is kind of now the end to amateur hour.
Jordan Kelly is the CEO of Robocoin, which bills itself as the first Bitcoin ATM. He's undeterred, actually glad for the Bitcoin publicity this week. Businesses like his are banking on a long future for Bitcoin. And he says despite Mt. Gox, there remain good, safe places to buy Bitcoins.
You want to be buying all of your coins off of, you know, trusted exchanges like Bitstamp or Vault of Satoshi.
Another believer who isn't shaken is Nick Shalick.
Yeah, I think the Mt. Gox situation is really disappointing, but it absolutely does not change my long-term view on the value of Bitcoin.
Shalick's a partner at Ribbit Capital, which invests in both Bitcoins and related companies. He says the next wave of entrepreneurs are far more serious about transparency and security.
Bitcoin is another form of money, and there are many different ways that you could keep your cash secure, for example.
Proponents like George Saman actually welcome regulation, which he thinks will give Bitcoin more legitimacy and safety. He's the COO of BTC.SX, a site for trading Bitcoin derivatives. He says placing bets on Bitcoin's future helps investors hedge.
If you think the price is going to go up, you could go long. If you think the price is going to go down, you could go short.
But he's not taking any chances. He says when he looks at his Bitcoins, he makes sure to take a photo of the computer screen with his smartphone, just in case. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.